You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You found this, NFL teams' offensive and defensive spending in the 2020 season.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's pretty interesting how teams spent their money. The Chiefs were almost identical on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, how much money they spent. Nearly $100 million on each side of the ball. The Buccaneers spent more, much more on offense, almost $110 million, as opposed to just over $80 million on defense. The Colts spent way more on offense than they did on defense. They were they were over $130 million and under $80 million defensively. They had the highest offensive spending. The Raiders were second, and the Raiders spent even less on defense. The Raiders were just under $130 million offensively, and just over $75 million defensively. So defensively, the highest spender was the Broncos, over $110 million, and they spent next to nothing, 50-some thousand on offense. The Ravens as well, $105. So it's interesting how teams put their teams together. Dell, your team spent almost $100 million on defense and just over $60 million on offense.
Yeah, not paying a quarterback.
No wide receivers.
Barely any wide receivers. And you Xavier Howard getting paid, Byron Jones getting paid, Kyle Van Noy when he was still on the roster getting paid, yeah.
The Texans spent just over $80 million. I mean, just right on that line. They're close to the middle. Just short of $100 million on offense and just over $80 million on defense. Median defensive spending was $80 million. Median offensive spending was $90 million. Teams that are right there, the Bengals, the 49ers, the Seahawks, all in that median on both sides of the ball. Texans, Giants were close. They were close. Over $75 million on defense and just under $90 million on offense. All those teams were just pretty average this year. The Bengals were bad because Joe got hurt. The Texans were bad. 49ers were pretty good. They lost their quarterback too, so they weren't in it. Seahawks were pretty good, a playoff team. Browns were pretty good. They were a playoff team. The Giants weren't. So I don't think that there's any one way to do it. The Chiefs spent more on defense than they did on offense. Or no, I mean, excuse me, they were about almost identical. And the Buccaneers won it all with spending a lot more, $30 million more on offense.
There's no, the Bucs were a very, yeah. I mean, you have individual cases, but for the most part, the one thing that you can usually find is that teams that spend the most money in free agency, it is very, very feast or famine, and it's more famine usually than feast. Because you're just paying retail is what you're doing. You're paying for someone else's former player, and you're either getting somebody who has price themselves out of, they are now no longer of value. They're not of value. I mean, you're paying top dollar, or you're taking players that other teams didn't want and didn't think was worthy of being paid. And so the idea is always to grow your own and fill in with free agency. You just fill in. If you start making free agency one of your game plans where you need to worry about free agency, then what it does, it also alters it alters a locker room at times. If you're willing to pay other teams' players and not your own, or when you pay a bunch of money to a player at a position, guys in your own locker room are like, hey, this same thing better happen to me or better happen for that teammate because we're the ones putting this time in with this organization. So free agency is kind of a tricky thing. It's necessary, and it's going to be very necessary for the Texans this year just to field a team. But you know, you don't want to get into the thing of spending buku amounts of money on free agency. The Rams did it, and they got to a Super Bowl, but then they also got capped out.
Yep. Yeah. That graph that you had that graph up before, the teams that spent the most were actually not very good, right?
Yeah.
The teams that spent the most in free agency.
Their victories versus the money spent was on the lower right.
Yep.
Column. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's the quadrant you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on that quadrant. You gotta it's just everything about the value of it. Just fill in with free agency. Pittsburgh's been made fun of. Green Bay's been made fun of in the past. Not made fun of. That's not the right word. People have taken shots. Well, you just know who they are. They're not going to – they'll pay for their own guys that are really good, but they got a value structure, and if they don't think you hit it, they'll just let you walk. And they're not overpaying. Now, the one thing was Reggie White was a special case where Green Bay felt like they had a chance to win a championship, and it was a great signing. It was a great signing, but you just – if you're drafting so poorly that you got to go out and get free agents, all you're going to do is piss off your own teammate, your own players, and you're just going to end up paying retail price for guys that, that aren't values anymore. That's why you can't give away draft picks like Bill O'Brien did. Giving away draft picks is the stupidest thing ever. It allows you, when you draft well, it allows you to afford Russell Wilson. It allows you to afford Deshaun Watson. And if you don't have that, then you got to pay. You either have below average players that are hired, that are third, fourth, fifth round players, or you have guys that you got to pay.
The Bills were the best at it. They spent a bunch in free agency and they won. But the teams that spent little over the last, this is a 4-year run. Over a 4-year run, the quadrant that you want to be in, you didn't spend much and you won a lot. Kansas City, the Saints. All under the median of spending, the Packers, the Seahawks, the Rams. The Rams are actually in that side. The Ravens, the Steelers, the Eagles, Tennessee, Dallas. This is over a 4-year run, 2017 through 2020. The Texans surprisingly are under 500, but they're in the quadrant where they didn't spend as much as other teams. The teams that spent a bunch and didn't win much, the Jets, the Raiders, the Lions, the Jags, the Browns, the Panthers, the Giants. Yeah, those are the bad teams, and they spent a lot of money in free agency.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Texans actually haven't been that horrible up until last year. 910 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The Texans are going to have to spend more in free agency probably this year because they got to just get rid of everybody.
Yeah, but that's also the kind of – that's like going to a dollar store.
Yeah.
You'll be able to pick and choose a lot of different
players. They ain't signing no big names.
No.
Until they get rid of Deshaun and they got some money freed up. Then they can go out there and get people.
Money freed up. You hit some $22 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean next year. Until you trade Deshaun, don't you get hit next year too or no?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. No.
After June 1st, you get some this year and some next year?
Well, right. If you do it after June 1st, we'll see. Then it's only 5 year this year, 5.4 this year, if you do it after June 1st.
And then it's but more then next
who
year.
You gonna, what are you going to get for him after June 1st?
We've already heard
the draft picks?
We've already heard what Mike Florio picks? Say anyone you draft or trade for is going to quit football.
That's true. 9-12.
Who's going to play here for the Rockets? Nobody. No. Who's going to play at the Texans? I don't even know why they don't contract. How does any bad team survive? Does everyone quit those teams?
Wow.
I mean, I can just tell you this.
No, that's amazing. I would rather quit making millions of dollars than play for the Houston Texans.
That's why it's hyperbole.
Right.
It's not true. But, sometimes they tell you rent, don't buy. Well, I'm telling you, look, you can buy here in Houston. We'll eventually get this figured out.
Are we? All right, 9-12.
And when you do buy, you're going to insure that?
Are you insuring
those? I was in the middle of a great segue.
Are you insuring that?
Yeah, I was in my setup. Oh. TJS Insurance, I had an awesome setup. John just jumped it. If you're buying here, if you're a quarterback and you want to buy a home here, maybe you have a change of heart and you say, you know what, I like this city. I like this organization. I'm staying here. Oh, I'm glad you made that decision. Why don't you get a house? And then why don't you text the word money to 23-23-23? They will help you. Look, if somebody comes after a signing bonus for you, here's TGS saying, hey, you know what? I know they're coming after your signing bonus. We're going to save you on average $900, and in many cases in the thousands, with TGSinsurance.com. So if somebody's trying to take your signing bonus away, you can save your money. Text the word money to 232323 and get homeowners insurance from TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know what's ironic, though? You know, a lot of people just think Bryson DeChambeau is just a mugs. He just hits it as hard as he can and everything else. It wasn't his length that won him the tournament yesterday. It was his putting.
A lot of people think of him that way.
Yeah.
I don't.
He's just a brute. He's just a.
I would imagine a lot of people don't think of him.
Well, no. I mean, but the irony of the situation is how well he putted. He had a birdie putt, a long birdie putt that he knocked down, and that really long par putt on the back that he knocked down in a crucial situation. I mean, it's dripping with irony. Did you think about that at all?
No, not at all. How many people do you think are nodding their head along with you as you tell this story? Like, yeah, John's right on that. Amazing. Right?
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. No, you missed everybody. It, Lance. John was telling me how ironic it was that Bryson DeChambeau had his putting lead him to a championship title as opposed to his ability to mash the golf ball.
Yeah, no, he's just big.
That is irony.
He's a mauler. Did you see him when he hit it? Now, this is a par 5. You can actually play at Tour 18. Okay? It's a par 5. Goes around the water. So you're actually even with the green on the other side of the water.
That's
it's
like about something 340 from Golden Tee where you have to really kind of power up and stick it.
Right.
Right, and you go over the water.
So it's a horseshoe. The hole is a horseshoe.
Right.
But it's 340 yards away. I mean, they don't even try to go across the water at the green. DeChambeau does. I mean, he ends up about four, twice. He did it in the third and the fourth round where he was about.
He golden teed it and it worked?
He golden teed it, yeah. He hit L2. L2.
Yep.
And went across the pond and actually was about 40 or 50 yards out.
Irony.
Yeah, and then but do you think a masher like that? Oh, he has no touch. You were wrong, Del.
I didn't think that. Irony. You can't say I'm wrong. I didn't think he had no touch.
Yeah,
I don't think about him at all.
No. You were probably thinking, he overpowered the golf course. No, he had wonderful touch.
I didn't know he won until you mentioned it earlier. So I wasn't thinking much about him.
Well, that's ironic.
I'm sure you were glued and then just couldn't see the end.
You think I sat down and watched a weekend's worth of golf and didn't stay to the end?
Yep.
Okay, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. No. I'm pretty sure that's
right. No. I didn't. But I congratulate Bryson DeChambeau on winning. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to him for showing a different aspect of his game that surprised a lot of people, I imagine.
Yeah.
Because of irony, I guess.
Ironic, wasn't it?
I guess, if you say so.
Is this... If I say championship week this week,
that's college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, are you? I'm. I don't know what the standard is this year for actually making the tournament.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, because there's fewer games have been played,
right?
And worse records are making it than normal.
Yeah,
I mean, there is a lot of talk. There's like Michigan State, who's got a losing record in their conference, whether or not they're probably going to make it. You know, the Big Ten has been
kind of like bowl games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this year is
2-7 Illinois takes on 3-5 South Carolina and the Garden State Snooker Bowl. Like, who cares? Cancel these games.
No, well, we're not canceling the NCAA tournament again.
No, not that. I was talking about those bowl games.
But yeah, I don't know. Is there the excitement that we've had in the past for this week? I mean, are you gonna? I mean, we're gonna watch.
Well,
gonna
tournament watch. Is different than. Well, I think excitement is down for sports in general.
Yeah,
I mean, but
except golf.
Tournament. I had fun watching some tournament games yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, tournament games yesterday. I had some fun watching them. I had them on in the background while I was up here working on draft stuff, and I think NCAA tournament. I'm really interested to. I mean, I am, and it helps that Houston's good. Baylor to a lesser extent. I care more about
Texas.
Houston. Texas is pretty good. Shaka is finally maybe paying off a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, they've had some bad losses too. But yeah, they're going to be in it. It'll be interesting to see though that without the fans. I mean, it's just I watched Duke in North Carolina. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Saturday.
Man, it was just not. It's just not anywhere near.
Plus, yeah, they're not good.
College basketball uses so much emotion. Energy from the stands.
Yeah, the two teams aren't great, and there's no fans in the stands to add to the atmosphere. Yeah, it's lacking.
So there will be fans in Indianapolis.
How many do they have? A limit?
I think it's going to be a limited number of fans, but there will be fans in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and if you don't know, the tournament will be entirely in Indianapolis, so you won't have Norths, you won't have like regionals. It'll just be just in different buildings in that city. Yeah. All the games will be played.
It's going to be like the Olympic Village. It's on.
Except it's all dudes.
It's all guys.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's.
It might be. Kind of on for
it's a little different than the Olympic Olympic Village.
Man, it's going to be on. You got 64 teams there.
What do you mean by on? What are you suggesting?
It's going to be on.
What? What does that
mean?
Did you see where you had IG models sleeping in U-Haul vans in Atlanta?
No.
Did you see that picture? All of the, I mean, even the lowest end. Motel 6, they were all sold out. Robert Latal from Black Sports Online had Instagram pictures of Instagram models who were posted up at the. They wanted so badly to be at the All-Star Game in Atlanta that they were sleeping in rented in the back of rented U-Haul vans, and in their cars. It's just not going to work. I don't feel like. When it's in 38 degrees, you need to be in the back of a U-Haul van.
Well, that
just feels way too thirsty. Way too thirsty to be in the back of a van?
Well, I mean...
Because you want to get to All-Star Weekend?
Isn't that a better
weekend?
Place to be than on the street?
Yeah, or your house. Or just watch it and say, maybe next year I go.
That's not close to the NBA All-Stars, is it?
What's the end game? I guess this would be a call for a question for one of our correspondents in Holly. What's the end game for an IG model to go down the All Star Weekend? I know what you're saying, but is the primary goal to get? So you're not an IG model at that point. You're a hua.
Well, whoa, you're a business lady, maybe.
Yeah.
Like if you go down there and your purpose is to. Because Lance made the money symbol. That's why I responded that way. Everybody.
I just did a Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. So. Are you going down there to hopefully have an interaction with the player that results in what, a bag or some money? Is that what it is?
Well, there was a whole discussion online this is a couple years ago, where one girl was openly saying, look, your goal is to get pregnant. You have a child.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a terrible look.
Oh, wow.
To me, and then you have a child with an NBA player and then it's a blessing.
Look, I don't think we speak to the IG model community.
That's
but
why
we,
my wife just tried to get me. She's like,
what?
I think I'm just going to get, yep.
So she did it five times?
Yeah. That's okay. Too much to me. It's overkill.
Maybe you can stop
like,
at
I'm
one.
Here. I'm stop.
I'm not going anywhere.
Stop. You're actually cutting into any potential retirement we would ever have.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. So if any IG model's listening, but you didn't go down to Atlanta or you know someone who did, what's the end game if you go down there? I would like to know.
Well, I mean, this is a business.
Remember, it's pandemic,
too. If you cash in.
Is it to get pregnant? Because that's what he suggested. Yeah. What's the end game?
That was a discussion online.
I suppose he takes an interest in it and you fall in love.
That's
a business decision.
This is why I asked the question. Now, okay, I'm getting your response, but you're not the IG model.
The conversation I saw was just way too honest, I suppose. I could be for love. Maybe you... The Bachelor, people fall in love in just a couple of days, right? Yeah, yeah. And so maybe at the All-Star game, you're looking to fall in love with Siakam, or not this year, but so maybe you're looking to fall in love with
he's still getting
is Mike Conley on a rebound?
I don't think they care if he's not having a great year. The contract's still guaranteed, Lance. Yeah.
Well, that's a negative way to think of things.
Well, you think they're just finding guys because they play well?
Yeah.
No. Well,
they're All-Stars.
No.
They're All-Stars. Helps. You don't want somebody that's playing poorly because he ain't going to get paid next
year. It's the NBA. Everyone gets paid no matter what.
All right. So maybe they want to go there and try to find love with who is a lesser known guy?
Like one of the Rook rising stars?
Listen, there's a lot of rappers there.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of...
Anthony Simons after winning a dunk contest?
I understand.
No, you don't want to fall in love with Simons.
I understand all of the scenarios that take place, the variables. That's why I wanted to know. When an IG model heads down in the U-Haul or whatever, wherever they were sleeping in Atlanta, what's the end game? What's the best thing that you believe could happen to you as you crawl out of your U-Haul and put on your dress?
Here it is. U-Haul girls all-star weekend party in Atlanta goes viral. Here's one right here. See? Oh, and she's just... See her in her... you don't come out of a U-Haul like that. See, in the back of a U-Haul, a party there? In the back of the U-Haul going viral? Yeah. I mean...
Well. I think,
is this really?
I think Instagram model is probably, you're using that term loosely with those girls.
What do they look like? Are they actually?
Well, this says U-Haul girls all-star weekend party. Well, they can still twerk in a U-Haul.
Yeah.
See that?
I mean,
you can twerk in a U-Haul.
Those girls.
I know for a fact because I'm seeing it.
They look like they left the strip club and went right to the U-Haul.
You saying they ratchet, John? They're ratchet.
The U-Haul feels ratchet.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just to be honest with you.
I don't know. Who thought, hey, I got an idea. Instead of like a mobile home, let's rent a U-Haul to party in this week. I mean, you low rent.
I'm just trying to figure out. Yeah, they're in what's the end game here? You try to catch someone slipping.
Whatever guy they can.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. 927 ESPN 97.5.
Adam Silver thought he was going to stop it. There's no parties here. Nothing's going to happen. I had something pop up in an email, and I don't know what I'm signed up for this one, but it showed where you could see all the parties for All-Star Weekend. Like,
Well, he sent a cease and desist to anybody who used an NBA player's name or whatever. Yes.
Did he think there was not going to be parties for All-Star Game Weekend?
No. There's not going to be any parties, Lance. We're in a pandemic, remember?
I really wish. It does suck that we don't have an official IG model who could answer questions for us.
Yeah, we need a correspondent.
We do need a correspondent.
I thought Holly was our correspondent.
She's not an IG model. Her.
She doesn't want to be involved with, like, no.
Well, she knows the game.
Well, she was a correspondent.
She knows the game.
She's a correspondent, yeah, but she didn't travel down.
She's not all-star game correspondent.
Well, and
we need someone who's in the lifestyle.
I think it's a little insulting to ask her to, you know, comment on these particular girls, the U-Haul.
I didn't ask her to.
I don't think she's looking for a U-Haul party.
She, like, runs for apartments.
Apartment
complex. Yeah, like an entire region of the country.
Yeah that's not. I don't think
she's a U-Haul Instagram model.
No, she's not driving down there and sleeping in the U-Haul.
Call us, Holly. I want to see if you're a U-Haul. Have you ever stayed
in a U-Haul?
Hey,
gone
to a party in a U-Haul. In the back of this U-Haul?
Time to talk about, you know what, who's going to call us is HR.
Stop it.
HR's calling. Holly's probably going to call HRP and ask them to talk to us, please. Here's the deal. HRP is ready for you. I mean, you've heard David Gow on this. You've heard my buddy Chad Clay. You've heard Chuck Watson. These are all people that own businesses that use HRP, and they fully endorse it. And like I've told you a bunch of times, I've told Laura, I'm using her name here. She's our CFO, and you can ask her any question about HRP, and you're going to get, she's going to tell you, I'm telling you what she's going to tell you. She's going to tell you they are great. They are awesome. We cannot be happier. We were with another payroll company before this, and we were not satisfied. They did not, as our business grew, they did not grow with us. HRP grows with you. They understand it's not every single account is customized. It's not cookie cutter. This is what we charge. No, that's not the way they do it. You're looking for the best in HR. You're looking for the best in payroll. You're looking for a company that's going to take care of you tax-wise. They're going to take care of your Affordable Care Act. They're going to do all of these things. It's HRP.net. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
913-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to call in here to hang out with us.
How long is our basketball break for Christian, for us to get our hands on Christian Wood and send him to a nice vacation?
It's till the 11th, I'm going to say. When do they resume? They got a nice long break here.
Is there any chance he could have his return complicated?
The 11th. What?
By a setback?
They start up again on March 11th. No, there's no. We don't want to do that, Lance. We're not wishing ill on Christian Wood.
No, I didn't say wish ill. I don't want him to play.
I don't want him to play either. I want him to be healthy and happy, but I just don't want him to play.
See, the latest is,
man, and now Detroit's going to be worse. I guess they're going to be worse. They haven't had Blake Griffin anyway, right? They're worse because they got rid of Christian Wood. That was dumb. That was pretty dumb.
Please don't let him come back. You know what I don't want to see? A Christian Wood. Here's his Twitter. I do not want to see a Christian Wood Instagram where he says he's grinding and seeing him work out and all that stuff. I don't want to see that stuff. Or he's...
No. I want to see where he's still in a boot. Or whatever. Was he ever in a boot? I don't know. I don't care. I just want to see him in a boot.
This is athlete thing. What a big athlete thing is, you make a profound statement and you wait for the likes to tweet. Here's what Christian Wood said February 1st. I've always believed in myself, even when no one else did. 45,000 likes. Casuals. That's all he put. February 23rd, casuals, 26,000 likes. His pen tweet, I'm determined to be one of the best bigs in the league. That's good.
Had he stayed healthy, was Christian Wood an all-star?
I don't think he would have gotten in.
I don't know. With the injuries, he might have.
Might have, yeah.
Yeah, we've got. How about the last day? They lose Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid on the morning of because of a barber.
Well,
okay. You know, who's a super spreader right now? Chiefs? Now the 76ers? Barbers.
Yeah, barbers, because barbers, what they do, they cut hair for all walks of life.
Yeah.
And you can't guarantee who's going to come in there and either have it or not have it.
You know who's coming in here today? Is Roosters Men's Grooming? You don't get the COVID there. Okay.
They're coming in?
Yeah.
Giving haircuts?
Yeah. No, if they're coming in, we're going to talk to them. But there's no COVID there. You know why? Because it ain't. Okay. They're not spreading COVID like 76ers and the Chiefs barbers. Okay.
Are they taking the necessary precautions?
Yes, they take all the precautions.
Good.
Yeah. By any chance, did you see what James was dressed in yesterday? All-star apparel?
Yes.
Somebody compared him to Christian Bateman.
Christian Bale.
Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's the actor, yeah.
Patrick Bateman from American Psycho, where he's about to chainsaw a girl up, and he's got his raincoat on, and that's what James wore yesterday.
I saw.
Yeah.
Was it raining there?
No, he was inside.
It was probably raining in certain places in Atlanta, but not the game.
Can someone explain why he wore that?
Fashion.
No.
That's not
fashion. Other than fashion. No, there's no other explanation for it.
Did you see Lamont's tweet about the new fashion?
No. Whoa. Oh, white women wearing what looks like wave caps?
Yeah. That's fashion.
Is it?
He said, no, that's appropriation.
No, Lamont, that was
it was Lamont,
David Shaw.
Was it?
Yeah, he's got black and white.
Avatar 2. You
got a black and white Avatar 2, so you got fooled.
Yeah.
I'll have to double check. Yeah.
Johnny, part of the culture.
That was not, that's like wave cap stuff. I don't know what she was, that's, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what that picture was.
New trend alert, the silky hair sheet. Fashion gurus are blazing a trail with this innovative look. No, it's been around for years. Black people have been doing that to keep their waves intact for years. Knock it off.
That's not really.
But but white people are just starting to do it, so it's a new trend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, yes. Yes. On this day, I thought that was Lamont.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a new trend.
Did he go to? Did James Harden go to the Gallagher show? No.
There was something someone tweeted about that was far more inappropriate. It was, this is what James wears when he's at the strip club and there's a girl who does a certain thing.
Oh, Hell, you can't even say a certain thing.
Yes, I can. I can say a certain thing.
Is that, everyone knows what that is. No.
Yes, Gallagher. In fact.
No, Gallagher. You don't have to hit him with the melon squishings now. Dell made his comment. It was too much. You don't have to come over the top.
Mine wasn't too much. It just
off the top rope.
I drew an outline, and then he colored it all in.
My gosh.
Well, here's a... Okay.
Well, hold on a second. I got a show for you. I started Banshee on the recommendation of...
I saw the first episode.
Brian Zygo. Oh, okay. Keep watching. It's like something you would see on Cinemax at about 1:30 in the morning.
You mean like Outlander?
Maybe so. Sex scenes.
Watch Outlander and tell me.
Okay, I'll see. Dell, you probably seen both of them.
I would take Banshee for the raunchiness over Outlander. Yeah. Outlander's some of it's all it's romantic. Look at us.
Yeah,
look
there's nothing romantic about this.
Yeah, there's no romance in
Banshee. No. Bang, 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 bang.
Well, there that is.
Oh, look who he's going to be with this time. The wife of the guy that he killed. Oh, look, an Amish girl.
And you told us not to say stuff? What are you doing?
What? Did he bangs a bunch of girls?
Whoa.
It's Amish and all this stuff?
Relax.
What do you mean? I'm not giving up a storyline.
No, not spoilers. You're talking about me and John being too descriptive.
Oh, no.
You're
my stuff
ugly
is...
ugly words.
This is just... That's like basic fourth grade stuff. You guys are going
no one says
high
that.
Level. You went high level.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I just said James wore stuff. I'm not repeating. I didn't go high level.
Because you knew it was inappropriate.
But I didn't want to repeat it, but... You weren't. I wasn't going.
Let me tell you something. All the girls are smoke.
Uh huh.
And then one of them gets out of a bathtub. Remember that scene?
I don't remember. I haven't seen the show in years.
With the shower head?
I don't remember. I told you. You don't have to. No matter what you say, I'm not going to remember.
Okay. I'm just telling you. You might want to give it another peek.
Yeah, I got something that I'm gonna put on that we're going to need to play here. I think we're going to have to find out.
No. I already know what it is. Is it from Barstool?
Yes.
And it's the pastor?
Yes.
What a shock. Why don't you go check it out during a break?
Okay. Dell, it's a, yeah.
I know. Somebody, Mark said, what happened to the gavel? I know it's over there. I really need to get
for
it
yourself.
Back out.
Well, you're, for you.
Oh, no, that was, mine was basic stuff.
No, what?
No, mine wasn't that bad.
It was terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
You made noises.
It was so descriptive. I'm pretty sure the FCC might cancel.
No. Mine
wasn't
that bad.
You said bang multiple times. Yeah, it was terrible.
The Amish girl.
Yeah, and the shower head. You were off the chain.
Wow. John didn't catch shower head, but the Amish girl, though. Oh, my gosh. I may just pull it up during a break.
Let me see. Banshee, Amish girl.
They're all, it's in the Amish community.
Oh, no. Yeah. See if you, and then hit videos.
Let's see.
See what happens.
Lil Simmons.
Oh, Lily Simmons? Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, Lily Simmons. Yeah, she looks like she does stuff. She's not Amish.
She does. No,
not
she's
real
definitely
life.
Not Amish in real life.
No.
It's hard for her to, she throws a bonnet on. That's the only thing that can.
Oh, yeah, I've seen her before. Lily Simmons.
She's been in stuff.
She doesn't look Amish to me.
Well.
Not in this
She
outfit.
Doesn't do Amish things either.
Oh, well, maybe she wasn't Amish in this movie. I don't know.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she doesn't look. Amish right here.
I put Banshee sexy. I just put Banshee
on your
sex.
Computer.
Because I was going to show John like
Banshee sex
the different girls, and then immediately I don't like what this search is. I'm deleting that. I'm just putting back in Christian Wood.
Isn't that the NFL's computer?
Yeah, but this one's so old. I don't think they can track this one. I think I'm good on this one. This one's so old. This computer's like 7 years old, the one I'm using right now.
Yeah, if you just type in Banshee sex, you're going to get like the witches the first type thing deal. Cut. Yeah.
It says Banshee Season 1 sex scenes, but it's on X videos. I don't need that.
No, you don't need that in your search. Life. No, no, no.
I'll just do hot girls from Banshee. That should be... that should be safe.
Hot girls from Banshee.
Ooh, this one I don't think I could. Hot Amish girl Banshee sex scenes. HeroEro.com.
Yeah, nope. Don't...
No.
You guys
no.
should probably stop searching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is... No, that's oh, the wrong
no,
place
I
to hit.
Oh, no, I can't do that. No,
the, no, both no, these no. guys are in, down a lane they don't want to be.
None of these videos are good. No.
They're in lanes they want no part of.
What is Banshee? Nope. Is that a search? Is that a certain type of search topic? Because I noticed the videos coming up are not great.
Well, a Banshee is like...
I need to put TV a demon show Banshee.
Banshee's kind of a demon.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what it's described as. What he's doing, he better be more specific on his searches.
When we come back, see if you agree or disagree with this Kansas City pastor. Next.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Gotta watch Banshee. Check that out. Amish don't...
Banshee Season 1 is
I don't think the Amish are all about that show.
That show didn't give a good representation.
No.
Banshee Season 1 is doing everything they can to get people hooked in.
That show's been around.
Godfather with the Italians. Not a great representation of what we're about.
But don't you love that movie?
Yeah. No, but don't get me wrong. But still not and I love Banshee, too.
And the 20 seconds that you've seen so far. You can watch it on Hulu right now. Yeah. All the entire season, or entire series on Hulu. Four seasons.
Nice.
Oh, Banshee?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Oh, I'm on HBO Max watching. Okay.
All right, so see if you agree or disagree. Actually, I'm obviously an ally.
Obviously.
So I found this very offensive.
Though?
Yeah, I am, though. Yes, Mary, I'm an ally. But this is a sermon, and I can tell you afterwards, we'll tell you how this worked out for the pastor. But here is a sermon in Kansas City.
Now, look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time, like Melania Trump. I'm not saying that at all. Now, most women can't be trophy wives, but you know, like her, maybe a participation trophy. I don't know, but all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen. Not everybody looks like that. But you don't need to look like a butch either. But you say, how can I do that? Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. I'm so glad you asked that question because you're in my office, you and your husband, and we're talking about your marriage, and you've asked me this question about what can I do about that. All right, if you were sitting in my office, here's the first thing I'd say to you. And boy, I hate to say that. This is why I don't do marital counseling anymore. And that is weight control. So how important is this? Let me tell you something. I have a friend. He has put a divorce weight on his wife. That's how important this is. You know, makeup. Makeup is a good thing. You know, one little boy said to another boy, why do girls wear makeup and perfume? He said, because they're ugly and they stink. You don't want to be ugly and stink. Scientists have discovered, by the way, a food that diminishes a woman's sex drive. It's called wedding cake. Yeah.
All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
No, that wasn't Easterby.
I can't. Where did this
divorce
happen?
Divorce weight.
He put a divorce weight on his wife.
On his wife.
You know I'm ugly. Did he say ugly and stink?
He
He's not, by the way, this is not a small guy.
No, he's not. He'd be one of those guys, they say, why are you talking? No, I think he said, a kid asks, why do girls wear makeup? Because they're ugly and they stink, or I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you hear the part there where he just said his friend put a divorce weight on his wife?
I did.
So give us a call. Do you agree or disagree with this?
As an ally, you don't agree.
I don't agree.
No, I don't agree.
I just appreciate him holding the Bible like he's reading this directly from the Bible. Like,
yeah,
what Bible? No, Bible doesn't say that.
No, nowhere in there does he say ugly and stink.
No, or divorce weight.
No,
or wedding cake.
Or wedding cake diminishes sex drive.
No. That's stuff that he, I don't know where he got that from. Well, I don't know how much more he's going to actually be preaching because
I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think where he was, what do you think?
It's already been suspended.
That segregation, you think that congregation is going to say, oh, we can't have this? Sound like a lot of people laughing.
Well, there were some people laughing, but I don't know that it's going to, that'll save his job, though.
He took a leave of absence.
Yeah. I mean.
It looks like one of those young hip churches because he's not dressed in a suit. He's got a button down and some jeans and there are guitars in the back. So, you know, it looks like one of those progressive type churches where it's kind of new school. Don't think they signed up for that.
Well, yeah, no. I'm pretty sure that the females in the audience were like, you know. I can't even, I mean, it's amazing that you can, I mean, how did you get that far that you have actually people listening to you in the audience that you were so stupid to say stuff like that? That's the amazing part to me.
And it's interesting only because, for me, because like I said, if we're judging appearances, he's not exactly winning a beauty contest.
Wow.
You wouldn't think, what I'm going to say is, if you're...
Now you're slut-shaming him.
Not slut-shaming him. It has nothing to do with him having sex.
Did I use that right?
No, you used that wrong.
He's fat-shaming.
Did I use that right, slut-shaming him?
He's fat-shaming.
If you're a woman in this audience going, you're talking to me?
Right. You know there is...
About
you know.
Keeping up appearances?
You know. There's a lot
Excuse
of people
Excuse me?
Excuse me? I mean, to me, like Greg McDermott Plantation, just mm-hmm. why divorce weight, why?
It's unnecessary.
Why?
What are you doing?
I mean, honestly, I don't care what your audience
he had jokes.
Is
he had to
you
get
lose.
It off. He had to get that joke off.
It ain't a joke.
He's been waiting to fire that one off.
Well,
for
wedding
years
cake, yeah, wedding cake weight or whatever.
Divorce weight.
No, he had all of his.
Yeah, he said
all of his jokes ready.
He said, you know, a food that diminishes sex drive is wedding cake.
Do you know his wife at some point had to listen to that and say, I just don't think you should do these. I just think that. Oh, are you kidding? I talked to the guys at the 4-H club or whatever club they had. This is killing. They love it. I just don't think this. This just feels, I really wish you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just do something on Easter?
Yeah, I heard you're practicing your sermon. I don't know about this one.
Hey, Gerald, can you come in here for a second? Are you going to say something about wedding cake and wedding cake being something that kills off sex drive or something like that? I heard you talking on the phone running some of your jokes by Mark. You're not going to use that this Sunday, are you? Well, what if I do? You're not going to say the thing about the
divorce weight,
are you? Mark actually has a divorce weight. He told his wife that. It's a joke, but it's real. I know, honey, but I just don't think you should put that out there in public where people can hear it.
According to KansasCity.com, he has gone on leave. The newspaper reports that Clark's wife used to be robust, but went to Weight Watchers.
What are you doing?
Can't turn it off.
What do you mean you can't turn your phone off? There. Okay, there it is.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, that even has that out there? They even talk about his wife?
Apparently. I don't know how they know she went to Weight Watchers, but apparently she did after being robust.
So, well, she lost weight for him, so he wouldn't divorce her. Good for her.
The church has deleted its Facebook page. Yeah. I'm going to need Stuart Allen Clark, the pastor who told women to slim down pretty up and look more like Melania Trump, to slim down, tone out, and look more like Henry Cavill. Yeah. Because there's
Allen Clark wife is the first thing that pops up.
I mean, that dude need not be talking. Yeah, he's the last person that should be.
I'm just, some self-awareness.
There's
is
some irony in this one too.
More irony than your Bryson DeChambeau stuff.
Well,
do you know how you are immediately a topic because heavy.com has five fast facts about.
That's where I read all that stuff from. Heavy.com. Yeah.
Heavy has it as soon as anything comes out on you.
What's heavy.com? I don't even know.
When you
is.
Go viral, they start to pull things from your life and they're a list site pretty much. Top five things about this person that you need to know. And because he came viral,
a lot of them are
viral.
Fairly basic, but they just scour
the internet,
do the website searches before you do.
Yeah, and they have
Clark
one
is
on
now
him.
Getting counseling, so that's good.
I'm glad because it's a bad look for the pastor.
Yeah. No, it's a bad look. How about Jose Altuve getting booed yesterday?
Well, people are finally getting their opportunity, I guess.
Yep. Oh, really? Yeah. No. And the announcers were like, well, people lost out on their – everybody lost out on their opportunity to boo Altuve last year, so this is why he's getting it.
I can't stand these old crying-ass people.
Oh, my God.
Everyone lost out on their opportunity. Then get it in. Can you just get it in? Go ahead. Get your boos out. Please let the Astros win 140 games this year.
I mean, yeah. Adele, play it. Play the audio coming back of the announcers on this.
I have it right now if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to hear it.
Okay.
Six-time All-Star Jose Altuve. Four-time Silver Slugger. Three batting championships under his belt. As he hears it from the sparse crowd at Roger Dean Stadium. Get used to it.
Dan, we were robbed of a lot of things last year, but that is high up on the list still of booing the Astros.
What a... Oh, my God.
They still care. People still care about this?
No. I mean, there weren't many people there, so I guess... I mean, when there's more people in buildings, you're going to get... You know what? He tripled off them then.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't think it'll be based
Suck
on...
Suck at, idiots.
I don't think it'll be based on anger. It's going to be like, hey... I guess we should do this because we didn't get to do it before. It won't be. I don't think there'll be anything real behind it other than we didn't get our chance, so we're going to do it now.
It's so weak. Yeah, from the team that hacked into the Astros computer system to get all their. That's what Jeff said. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
You guys actually had somebody go to prison. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, but no.
Now that guy came out.
What the Astros did was worse. Yeah, what the Astros did was way worse. Stop. Oh, my gosh. It's just so weak. Everybody is so weak. So weak. 9:56. Is Lance going to stay or go, Dell?
Well, are you? No, it looks like he's packing up.
No, I got to do prospects to pros and then two TV hits.
Mm. Bye, bitch.
Bye, whore.
You can't talk to her that way.
Talking to you.
Oh,
I didn't say anything.
Bye, bitch.
That's her.
See, that is uses her. Other people.
That's
it's not
Del.
Her.
Are you allowed to talk
that's not
to
Del,
you're
her.
Not you're not an ally either.
That doesn't sound like Del. That doesn't sound like Del at all.
She's not an ally either.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk about my peeps over at Absolute Marble and Granite. That's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and now is I mean, if you're having a hard time with, you know, getting your house back in order from the big fallout, from the pipes bursting and everything else, and there's a lot of people that are still in a bad, bad way. If you need Jeff Aronoff to get on over there, give him a call, 713-880-2822, and let Jeff Aronoff break it down for you exactly what it is that you need to do. And you guys pick. You give them how much, you know, how much money you can spend, what the insurance company is giving you. If you want to upgrade stuff. You know what that's going to be. Jeff can tell you what that's going to entail. If you've got a big job, you've had, and it's terrible, terrible, terrible. I hate it that everybody's had, a bunch of people have had these issues here in the city of Houston with the pipes bursting and the ceilings caving in and everything else. But Jeff Aronoff is here to help you. Now, he's also here to do that big countertop work, or he's here to do the big bathroom work or the kitchen, outdoor kitchen work, whatever the case may be. All you got to do is call him and let him start the process. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.